All right, good Devach. We're in Reis HaMagdalid, we're in the middle of Siv Gimel, just as a recap, I guess maybe we should just start from the beginning, go over it quickly. If someone leaves his own aveda, in order to save his friend's aveda, he's entitled to schar haroyeloi. Ketzad, what is the case? Shotaf noah chamoyroi, if the noah came and swept up his chamor, the chamor chaveri, and at the same time swept up his friend's chamor. Shaloi shava mona, his chamor was worth 100, v'shachaveri kufkuf, and his friend's was worth 200. So as a good Samaritan, he niach shaloi, he let off his chamor, instead of saving his own chamor, he let it go. V'hitzil shachaveroi, and instead he saved his friend's chamor. Ein loy ala schar haroyeloi, he'll only be entitled to schar haroyeloi, what is typical to get paid for the tircha involved, but he won't be reimbursed for the chamor that he gave up. V'imomoloi, but if he made a tonight with him, atzolo shocho, I'll save yours, v'atanesin demei shali, if you'll reimburse me for the one that I gave up, oy shisne came with nei bezdin, we made this tonight with bezdin, then chayv litin loy demei shaloi, then yes, then you'll be re-entitled, will be entitled to be reimbursed for the chamar that he gave up. V'afal pisha ala chamar me'elov, and even if his own chamar came back by itself, so he ended up not losing any money from the deal, still zocha b'may shisne imoy, he'll be zeche in what he made the tonight. So basically, if you do it without a tanai, you only get reimbursed yischar. But if you do it with a tanai, then you're going to be reimbursed whatever you made up, namely your chamar, your demei chamar that you gave up. That, well, your chamar was worth $100, so I'll have to pay you $400. Even though he could have gotten someone $5 to do it, but he made the tanai with you, so he's going to have to give you the full $100. Why, when you don't make the tanai, are you not entitled to your whole loss? So that we saw, there was a bunch of pshatim. I just want to chazir because it's a klal gadol for this siman. There are a bunch of pshatim here. The smaz pshat is that if you don't make a tanai, his first pshat is if you don't make a tanai, then it's considered a mechila. Why didn't you make a tanai with the bailam? Must be that you're willing to be meichel the bailam and save it and not charge him for your loss. You're only going to charge him for the schar, but not for your hefzid. That's the smaz pshat. We discussed that there are rishonim, toisis, and other rishonim say the pshat is that b'chai gav nechalal never made the takana. This whole din that you should be reimbursed for your laws is not etzem adin. If you were yoyed in the maisada and you lost money by doing so, nothing to do with maisada, but you gave up a job opportunity, whatever, you gave up all the stuff, you lost your chamar that you could have saved. So I don't have to reimburse you for that. I only have to pay for the track that you did in maisada. So there's only koyach takana schachama, chazam made a takana, kedei that people should want to save other people's items. They made a takana that you should be reimbursed for all you have saved them involved in the hefzit. Good. So, Zakhtu.
Why
he has to save his own item. But Lamaisa is, your item is only $100. His item is $200. In the bigger picture, it's a good idea to save the $200. There'll be more Yiddish geld in the world, right? You know, on the side, you know, once he has the Kotzke Rebbe, if he had the opportunity to change with Moshe Rabbeinu, would he swap places? So Kotzke Rebbe said he would never swap. You wouldn't swap for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because what's the chilek if I swap with Moshe Rabbeinu? At the end of the day, the Baruch Shalom will have one Moshe Rabbeinu and one Kotzke Rebbe. So what did the Baruch Shalom for Din? So why should I swap for? The mice in the big picture, if you look in the big picture, there'll be more Yiddish geld saved. If you save that chamar, so there'll be $200 worth of Yiddish geld instead of $100. So it's a good idea to save. Now, of course, you're giving off your $100. So as a takana, we reimbursed you. So Taisis, may made the takana, shaloi b'fan of the bailam, l'tzerich ha-bailam. If the bailam themselves are there, why do you have to make a takana for him? If he wants to pay you that extra amount in order to save his item, he'll make up the time with you. He'll ask you, do me a favor, give up your chamar and save my chamar, and I'll pay you. We can't, there's no necessity, we don't have to make a takon of him if he himself is there. The whole takon of war, shalai b'fonah, but when he's there, they never made the takon in the first place. That's the shita, so that's the second shita. So again, the smaz, it was a mechila, it's an implicit mechila. The second shita is b'chai gamna, when it's b'fonah, they didn't make the takon in the first place. And then there are two other pshatim. One is the smaz, the taisis, similar pshatim, is that if the bailam are there, They don't need you. If the Balaam were there, they could really save themselves. B'shas atchek, good, it's not easy, but they could. If they really wanted, they could save it. So really, you weren't mahana the Balaam so much. Normally, if they're not there, you mahana the Balaam, his whole $200 chamar that he would have lost otherwise. But here, I didn't really mahana the Balaam. What are mahana the Balaam? If the Balaam knew that they're going to be hit with a bill of $100, they would tell you, Zayim Meichel Yatoivis, and I'll do it myself. And okay, so I'll get my sleeves wet a little bit. Big deal, I'll do it myself. I'll hire somebody. It's another pshat. If I can't do it myself, I'm around, I see the problem, the other people there, so I'll hire them to save my item. Again, so it cost me a few bucks to hire somebody, but why should I pay you $100 for your chamar that was lost? Mamash Hashot, I could have hired someone for $5. So the Chai Gavna, you only mahana the Balaam $5. So the kids that we have, either it's an implicit mechila, either the Chai Gavna, they never made the Tanai in the Takon in the first place, or you weren't Mahana the Balaam anymore because either the Balaam themselves could have saved or they could have hired somebody to save. So you weren't Mahana anymore. Those are really the four Pshatim. Okay. Last week, Shmuel Mechoz Ma'ira, that in the case where you ended up, yes, saving it and you made the Tanai, the Mechabit says, Aloshin, that you Chayv li Tanai Demei Shaloi. And why aren't you paying the Schar? If I didn't make it tonight, I get schar, $5 for the tircha involved. But if I did make the tonight, then I'll get my $100. But to Mashmais and Machabi, you won't get $105. You won't get the reimbursement plus the $5. So we said that that's pshat. It's because Betzim you're not allowed to take money for a Shofes Aved in the first place. It's also, you have a mitzvah, Reis HaMachay, you're supposed to say it for free. Now if you have Hefseidim involved, then you could charge for the Zedim. So if you gave up your Chamor, and you weren't reimbursed for your Chamor, so you had another job to tend to, namely saving your own Chamor, and you gave that up, so at the very least, the Baal, the one who is saved, has to reimburse you and pay you chach for like a wage for your tircha involved. But if you ended up being reimbursed fully for the loss that you got, of your own chamar, then you're not going to get another $5. You got your $100 to reimburse you to make up your loss. So now, why should you get another $5 for? That other $5 would be Dmei Aveda. Now let's take Dmei Aveda. That's what we said. Baruch Hashem, this week I found it's a Chuvis Maharamins. Maharamins in Simen Ayin Dalet. Very long Chuva. Ois Nun Vav. And this Chuva, he mamish says this word, Tabichai Gamna, you'll only get the $100, you won't get the extra $5. And so Mashmois and Machabe. Machabe starts off, you get schar, but in that case you get Mashisna, but you won't get schar. You can't have both. You can't have the Gagan. Either you get schar or you get what you masna. Alright, that's this halacha. And the Chiddush is, let's continue. Even if the Chamor came back by itself, nevertheless, Zacha b'mashis nima, you're still going to be entitled with what you were masna. In other words, that even though I made a tanai to reimburse me, and l'chayr, why did I make that tanai to reimburse me? Because to cover my loss. And here my chamar ended up coming back by itself. So at the end of the day, I didn't have any loss. Still, you're mechuyev to reimburse me, because that was a tanai. We made a tanai, and you have to pay me that tonight. At the end of the day, I ended up gaining on the deal because I got the $100 from you, plus I got my chamor back. That's not a problem. We made it tonight. You want me to go into this and risk my chamor and giving him up? I'll do it for you, but you have to reimburse me. So you're covered. You mischayev yourself. Either al schiris paylin, you mischayev yourself, or other places can say it's al smiti mamon al pip. I risked my animal for your animal, so I was mighty mom and kila, I gave up my animal to save your animal. Either way, that ischaivis that you made, that tonight that you made with me is chal, there's a ischaivis on your part, so now you have to pay me. I, rather my chamar came back by itself, that's not a problem. That you can't reckon with that. It means we don't say, in other words, we don't say there's anan sahadi, that if we would have known that your chamar would ultimately come back, I never would have made that asna. That's Ram Shabalev, we don't do that. And avada, you're going to have to pay me.
That the tonight itself is wrong is that if the chamar is lost, you pay it back. That's the tonight.
So it ended up, it didn't get lost, I got it back. So the tanai was, if you give up your chamor, which I did, I gave up my chamor. I decided to let it drown and go for your chamor. So I did what I was supposed to do. So that was the shaila of the Gemara. Do we put that into the tanai that there was on, or I kept? The mice is the letter of the law, the letter of the tanai I kept. I gave up my chamar to save your chamar. I did that. So you have to keep your part of the deal. Or do we say it's an overriding anansadi that I would bite the dock, I would never have made that tonight. So that's very good. So that's what I did. So I did what... Okay, so you know what? Let's flesh this out. We'll go back to it. We'll get back to this, and hopefully at the end of the day, we'll have a better avon in this. But just coming from this Gemara, Agav on the other side, there's a Arsameach and Chus Macheshes, the other Chubas. We once discussed this. If a person rents a house and takes on responsibility, triple net lease, he takes on responsibility even for liability if something goes wrong. And God, that the owner of the house happened to have insurance anyway, and it was a fire. So they paskin that you're allowed to charge twice. You could charge the tenant, and then you could collect from the insurance company. The reason being is mitzad the tenant, he made it tonight, he made it as chayvus to you, that he's going to pay you, he's going to cover you, even if there's a fire. So that was his tonight. The fact that you got reimbursed from your insurance, that's something else. It's mishamayka rechimole. That's, you know, an added bonus, just like you see from this Gemara. I made it tonight, I'll reimburse you. And your Gemara came back by itself. That's an added bonus, mishamayka rechimole. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mative to you. But Lamai says, mitzad the tonight, I'm a chuv to keep my end of the tonight, and my is chayvis. That's what they look
at. The tenant knows you have the insurance.
I don't know if he knows I have insurance. I don't know if he knows that.
But usually the insurance company has a
tonight. Oh, that's right. So it's a min grada. It's a min grada. Okay, that's, you know, that's a grada technical thing. But Chazitzka says, but you should know that all the insurance companies make a tonight. If you cover it, if someone else is liable for the loss, they are not mechuyev to pay. So you won't be able to go back to the insurance company because you got someone else to cover. Okay, fine. But that's grada. And if I'm just bringing out this other half, that the tenant is mechuyev to pay, even though the insurance company covers, just like you see from here, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered and he gave you back your chamor, still you mechuyev mitzad your tonight. That was coming out. Okay, let's continue in the Ramah. We're going to go back to this point. We'll get this point. Okay, HaGoz, Dr. Ramah, Miu, this animal, your animal that you risked, that you gave up, Huefka, just because it came back alive and kept swept back to shore alive, Baruch Hashem, but still Hefka, V'chol HaKeidim Beizacha, and anyone who wants a chapit first has a right to chapit. It's for anyone's. You gave up on it. The Tzma says you were Meyayish on it. You gave up on it. So now it's Hefka. And now grab if it comes back. So it's Hefka like for anyone. So anyone could take part of it. That's fine.
Then what's the Avamina that he should not get paid?
Okay, one second. We're going to flesh it out. Go, let's just continue. You know, okay, fine. Let's take apart this and we'll go back. What does it mean? Miyum Hefka v'kol HaKoydim Beizacha. So if you look over here, the Shach, well, let's start with the Tzma. The Tzma says the reason why it's Hefka, to hanis yayish mimenu b'shor sheyored lahatzel eshok haveroi, mechenu b'yisham yamishnezu. Sham is also much more like that, that is mikoyach yish. You were ready miyayish on your animal, so it became Hefka. It came back, but you were ready miyayish on it. And memeila, it's anyone can cop it, it's Hefka. Zok teshach, it's in Kotten Gimel, ayim b'seif ha'agudas ezoif. If you look in the Sefer Agudas Ezev, the Agudas Ezev has a problem here. He asks in the Ramah, based on the Gemara nearby, he asks the following shayla. He says, that how do we know that it's Hefka because the guy was Miyayish? Let us say, that it was Miyayish Klapi the Yam. He gave up Klapi, he allowed, so to speak, the Yam to swallow up his Kamar. But for somebody else, he never wanted to be Miyayish. He never wanted someone else to be. He never made it Hefka for everyone else. He was willing to mafker it to the Yam. The Yam could have it. But that anyone, if it comes back to the shore, that everyone else should be able to, entitled to it, who said he made such a Hefka? No one said. The Tzma doesn't say Zutushayam. Son says he was Nisiyayish Menander. He gave it up. So if he gave it up, so he wants to say, Kilu, I gave it up. I gave it up because I wanted to save your Kamar, so I gave it up to the Yam. But I didn't give it up for everyone to have. Zutushayam is Hefka, but the Tzma doesn't say Zutushayam. Tzma says he was Nisiyayish Menander. It's a Din Yaltz Yish, or a Din Yaltz Hefka, that he was Mafkirt. He made a decision, a business decision, and he felt that he wants to be mative to you, so he was decided to give up his Kamar. But, so he was Mafkirt, but it wasn't a Zutushayam yet. What? A hefker al tanai or a hefker, a partial hefker. For the yam, yes, but not for everyone else. That's the... Sorry? Yeah, so the Gemara says, Anima Beishan Beisil and a Khanami, it doesn't work, it's not Hefka. That's basically what he's saying. That maybe I didn't really make it Hefka. Basically he's taking issue with the Ramah. At the end of the day, that Gudda says of Taiches of the Ramah, yes, it is considered Hefka, but that's his tzad. The Maisi, his tzad is not like wild. There is such a concept because the Ravid on the sugya in Bava Kama Kuftei Zayin Aleph, the Ravid second shot learns the sugya like that, that it's taka not hefka, and if it comes back, it belongs to the saver. It's because it was his chamar, and no one's allowed to take it. However,
isn't that the mashmois from the mechaber like that?
I don't know. Mechaber doesn't say anything, right? Zochah b'mash. I know. I feel pishal chamar meilav. And what?
That means that he's getting back.
Yeah, he's getting back because he'll take it. All right, you have to. Okay, fine, fair enough. Lamai says there is such a Ravid. However, the Ravid has a whole new pshat in the sugya. And like the Ravid pshat in the sugya, it's not talking about bechlal b'negeya to whether the Bailam have to reimburse him for saving his chamar. His whole sugya was, like that pshat in the Ravid, his whole sugya was good for this. Is it hefker or not? And the sugya comes out, like the Ravid, it's not hefker. Okay. But maybe then the other guy doesn't have to reimburse me then, because I got my chamar was never hefker. But to have this, to have the sugya like we have it, that the Bailam have to reimburse me, Zachar B'Masha Isni Imoi, for the Tanai, and yet the item is not Hefka, that we don't find in any Rishon. This new Pshat is not there. In fact, come out every Rishon in the Sugya argues with the Ravid and says, Lahedya, like the Ramah, that it is Hefka. So, Lamana Alaka, Avad, it's going to be Hefka, and that's what Taskamas Rishon Imar. Comes along the Nesivis. Nesivis in Sifikon Beis has a problem with the Ramah from a whole different angle. His mamish is miramis to what he writes in Reis Samek Beis. I'll tell you what he writes in Reis Samek Beis. Nesivis has a chiddush, two chiddushim. Zeh al gav zeh. Gevaldik kishmak and Nesivis. First chiddush in Nesivis is that you should know that there's a chilik between yish and hefka. If I'm mafka something, it's ois. It's not mine anymore. It's finished. It's hefka. It's yours. It's nobody's. It's the world's. It's hefka. It belongs to hefka. But yish doesn't work like that. Yish is not hefka. Yish is still my item. Just, you're allowed to take it. Because I was miyayish from it. It's still mine. It never leaves my rishos. Ad asli yad zaycha. Until you pick it up. Before you pick it up, it's still considered mine. So now I have to know. Mazik, if it has a din shaloi b'shos, maybe yeah, maybe not. You'll have to go. Just like you could take it, so maybe it could be mazik too. But it... Sorry? Oh, if the animal is mazik someone else. Ah, I hear the shaila. Good. So the Nesivis learns that if it's yish, it's still in my rishus, till someone picks it up. Just, it's a rishus for everyone pick it up. That's one chiddush in Nesivis. Not Muslim.
Come. Ramban about that?
Yeah, sure. There's a Ramban, there's a lot of many Rishon. The Ramban, they want to bring a right from the Ramban, not like the Nesivis. Good. But there's a lot of, there's a many Rishonim, many Achrinim. God, in this Chelik, the Ksois is masculine to the Nesivis. There's the Chazan Nisha isn't, the Chazan Shog is good, there's a lot of rate. But I'm just telling you over the Nesivis' perspective. This is one. Then the Nesivis goes to the second level. Hey, Yois is still my Rishos. It's still mine, just not in my Rishos, but it's still mine. And you only have a right to keep it because I was Mayayish. So he says, I have charot on my yish. The second I change my mind, ois yish, it's back mine. It's not back, it's always mine.
Not after the other guy's there,
but after I was miyayish, and then I went to a shir, I should have a muna, you know, I said, you're right, okay, I'm not miyayish anymore, and now it's ois yish, and now it's still mine. It never left my rishos. So if it never left my rishos, now you can't take us, because it's no longer a matter of yish. So, because it's no longer yish, right? So zokta nesivis, b'chai gavno, if I retract and renege my yish before anyone gets to it, it's still going to be mine. So Mamela Frekta Shaila and the Ramah, what's the Ramah talking about? It's Hefka V'chol Kaidim Bazacha. You're right, I was miyayish when I gave up my chamar to save your chamar. But when I see my chamar coming back to the shore, walking nicely, at that point, I'm not miyayish anymore. So I retract on my yish. So now it should be mine. So how do you have a right to take it? Is that Frekta Nesivis?
That's Islam. If you don't learn
Islam, it's not a kasha. But he holds Islam. This is ironclad. If it's ironclad, what's going on? The guy was chayza on his yish. So what's Rama talking about? And Rama is not just Rama. Rama is coming from the Muki Yosef. Like I said, many Rishonim are mavu like that. That it's hefka. So what's going on? What?
Oh,
very good. So Nasiva says we have to make a doichik kikimta. It's a shnik of a doichik. Is that the chamor came back by itself, but the batzel didn't see it, and someone else already saw it, and not only saw it, someone else already chapped it, like you said. Someone chapped it before the Bailim saw it. Bechiaygab? No, that's what the Ramah says. Kalakaydim bayzacha. Kalakaydim maybe is kaydim even before the batzel saw that the animal came back. That's kolakaydim bezacha. I say zaktan ziv. It's a shtickle doichik, not just a shtickle, I'm being nice. It's a shtickle doichik in the Ramah and in the Mug Yosef and in the Rishayim. They don't say that. It says, it's hefka. It's not hefka. It's yish, and I pulled the back. Just if you have before, then, fine. That's the nazivis. Comes along the goyin. Look at the goyin in Siv Cotton. Hey, in the middle of the Sif Cotton, because it's the top line over here on this page. It's the top line. Mamish, a few words. He says over here, you know why it's hefka? Ma'ashen ken kan, da'avi ke zuto shel yam. Over here, it's like zuto shel yam. This is not a yish dikadin that makes it hefka. This is a zuto shel yam dikadin that makes it hefka. This is hefka bal kocha is hefka. The Torah makes it hefka. It's zuto shel yam. It's swept up in the river. If it's swept in the river, then it's going to have to be hefka. That's how the Goyim learned. So like the Goyim's understanding, the whole Nesivas Kashev is like, no, Nesivas was learning the world of Nesma, that there was Yish, and I retracted on my Yish. Like the Goyim, this is not Yish, it's Hefka. And even in the Nesivas is Ma'idim Reis HaMek Bey, that if it's Hefka al Zut Shayam, you can't retract. It's too late. Once it's Hefka, it's not yours anymore. If you want to get it, you have to make a Kinyan. Someone else cops before you, it belongs to someone else. So the Goyim bavons this whole problem. He learns it's Alzuta Shayam. And he really bavons in a way that Gudas Ezek's problem. Because Ezek said, maybe I was Miyash for the Yam and not for you. That's right now. It's Hefka. It's up to me. It's Rabbi Shalom. Made it Hefka. It's Zuta Shayam. That's how the Goyim learns it.
It's not meaning Kaladam Yam. It's both guys trying to say it.
Excellent. So if you look in the Nesivas and Reish Samak Bey, the Nesivas already barvons this, and he says, don't tell me that it's like Zutu Shel Yam, because it's not Zutu Shel Yam. And he brings a raya, so the halacha, and it's really Rishonim, all the Rishonim say, is that the halacha, we discussed it last week, the halacha is that when I save it, you're giving me schar, or you give me what you are masna. In fact, the Gemara, mefkera kazachina, let the matzo just keep the whole animal that he saved. This whole $200 animal, your animal, he should be able to keep because it's hefka. It's like zutu shayam, and for the rishonim, it's not zutu shayam because b'shas atchak, ayidei atchak, the owner could save it, and that already precludes zutu shayam. That makes it not zutu shayam. That's what the nesivim says. So we're talking about when it's not zutu shayam because we both could save it b'shas atchak. So if it's not zutu shayam, so why does the Rishonim say kolakaydim b'zacha? Must be because I was miyayish from it. I gave it up, which is like this man in nesivim's learned. The middle the nesivim's is good. If it's yish, I'll retract from the yish. L'chayr, it's the same river. They both have chamerim.
Chasing right away. The other one,
he left.
Is it over?
Oh, that's very good. So that's what L'chayr you have to say, is that the Goyim Levada, we started off, we both could save it, Shasat Chak. But the second, I ignored my animal, and I was hiniyak, my animal, to drown. And I decided to save your animal instead. And we know that by the time I finish saving your animal, I'm not going to be able to save my animal. It's going to be too late, my animal's going to be dead. So it's all over. At that point, then it kicks in as Zutu Shayam. When I deliberately gave it up, that's when it kicked in Zutu Shayam. So if it came Zutu Shayam, L'chayr, so it is Hefka. L'chayr should be Hefka.
L'chayr to save your animal?
Sorry?
L'chayr to save your animal just like L'chayr to feed it over somebody else's?
I don't think so, because someone else's animal is also going to die. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you have a choice, it's worth more. I mean, Atzar Balechayim, whatever the lum this is, there's more Tzar Balechayim here than here.
He's saying it.
I don't know. Well, it's the same Tzad al-Chaim, but there's more value here than here.
You on your animal.
That's what he's
saying. Yeah, I don't know. The person, I don't see that. I don't.
He is animal.
All right, fine. I hear. Now, I just have a Shaila. So, the Lechari is very posh. That's what the Goyim means, and the whole problem is solved. And the argument with this man, argument with the Sivis, but good, but the whole problem was solved. I just have a shuk of a Shaila. When I gave up my animal to save your animal, As miyayish das mamayam. I mean, deliberately. I decide, okay, I'm not saving my animal. So then it turned into zutu shayam, right? But why is it zutu shayam? You're there. You should have a chiv to save my animal. You're not saving your animal, because you're hiring me to save your animal. So you do nothing. You're twiddling your thumbs. Why are you twiddling your thumbs? Get up and do something, sir. Go save my animal. You have a mitzvah to save his aveda, just like I have a mitzvah. But he's not saving his. Right now, he's not saving his. He's hiring me to save his. So if he's hiring me to save his, he should have to save mine. So why is it zutu shayam? He could save it. So where's the zutu shayam?
Is it considered zutu shayam if I can hire somebody to save it?
Then it's not zutu shayam.
So for him, it's not a zutu shayam because he can hire somebody to save his animal.
So
he's a schlepper. He can't save anybody.
Okay, fine. Okay, rather, one of the, depending, if you learn, again, Tosis had two shlavim. Either he could save it himself or he could hire someone to save it. Good. But let's say in the case that he could save it himself. So instead of saving his own, because he doesn't have to, because I'm saving his own, let him save my animal. So where's the zutu shayam?
You didn't tell me where it is.
Well, we're here together. Both animals get swept up in the same river, right? Noah came. We're here, and you tell me, you know what? Go save my animal. I'll reimburse it for your animal. It means I know that your animal is going. I'll reimburse it. So, but I should have to get up and save your animal. And if I don't, okay, fine, I don't. But where's the zutu shayam? L'chayra, I'm in a matzah that got. And I'll say even better. If you remember last week, the Bach made an akimti here that there's many people here. There's a lot of poilim here who could save. The Bach said that's why even if the poilim aren't there, it's not zutu shayam because a lot of people could save. Okay, a lot of people could save. So even though the matzah is not saving his animal, but all the other people around are going to save the matzah's animal. So why is it zutu shayam?
They were going.
Well, he tried to say they were going, but it didn't really work. It wasn't so geschmack in the Bach. Whatever reason why the Bach says that the other people are there, that's why it's not zutu shayam for the guy who lost his chamar. That's the same reason it's not a zutu shayam for me. Look, so what's going on?
Not when it actually is.
This case, the case that that both chamarim were washed away, the Ramah says it's cut. Yeah, no, but this case, the regular case is zutu shayam. That's what they're going to touching on the rock because it's he's touching on the Ramah's hefka. Why is it hefka? Zutu shayam. Why? Because the Noah swept it up. That is literally zutu shayam. The zutu of the yam. He swept it up. So that's. So I wanted. So let's go. The Maisa Geret, here we're talking about there's a Tanai that the Bailam is reimbursing me, right? So even if my Chamar ends up dying, I'm not going to lose a penny because I'm going to be reimbursed by this guy $100. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to have any hefted anyway. Oh, so the Dvar Avram has a Chakira. There's a Dvar Avram and Chelek Aleph Simin Tes, Ois Gimel. The Dvar Avram has a Chakira. If it's only going to be a toive for the Bailam out kishra de chiyusa, because he trained the animal, he's used to his animal, but I'm not saving him any value. I'm not going to be measured to him any value. He's going to get the same value anyway. Like this is Mamish Shatzer case.
Why is he getting the same value? He's going to get paid for this chamar and he's going to get his animal back if you save it.
No, if someone else saves it, who said he's going to get both?
The guy is
master
that he's
going to
pay if he saves animals.
So he's
back to losing 100.
That we discussed last week. He's having a good aura, but we discussed last week. It's a Geduli Shmuel's Nesupik on that shtickel. If they make the tonight and then someone else saves it, does he get both? Could he? Bishlam, it's Olam Me'elov, Olam Me'elov, so then he can get both. He gets his animal. But if it's not Olam Me'elov, someone else saved it, then could be. It's a good aura. You're having a good aura. L'maisa gered, but like the Dvar Ram, without this aura, but like the Dvar Ram, it could be that b'chalal, then I don't have a chiva shavet saveda, because I'm not being meshav any money to the Bayam, because either way he's going to get reimbursed. And it's only being meshav his kushet echiyusa, for that he's mesupik. He blights the sofik, he brings rice, and keeps something doichet rice. At the end of the day, he's mesupik on that. But I want to tell you even more why it's no than meshav aveda. Meshav aveda is where I lose my animal, or I lose an item, and I don't know where it is, or if I do know where it is, and it's difficult for me to save. But here, I can save my animal. I deliberately decided not to save my animal, instead to save your animal. That's aveda midas. That's not aveda. That's aveda midas. I gave up my animal. I decided not to save my animal. That was deliberate.
To con it, to save something more worse than what was worth.
To con it that if I do it, I should be reimbursed. But it's got
maybe
to.
That shows you that you're not mechuyev from that.
You should know that's a machlekes achrenim. Machlekes achrenim is that after we have the takana that I could get reimbursed, am I mechuyev now to save your animal instead of mine? Some mashma, yeah. Pashtas, I would say not. And the reason is because even though you're going to reimburse me my value, but why should I give up my kosher to chiyusa that I have my animal? That you're not reimbursing me. And if, as long as I have hefsed, I don't have to save your animal. So a meila, heyos, and I anyway did it, so I deliberately gave up my animal, so it's an aveda midas, an aveda midas. You don't have a chiva shaveh. If you don't have a chiva shaveh, then it's zutu shayam. So now the going's very good. That's why it's hefka and it's zutu shayam. Okay, everything is kishmak. Just not like the Nisman and the Sivis, but it's very Gishmak. All right.
Except for the Sivis, because it's Aved Midas, there's no Yish anymore. Even.
It's more than just Yish. It's Zutu Shoyam. It's Hefka Mamish.
We're not going to Yish, Aved Midas.
But Aved Midas just makes there's no Chiva Shavis on my animal. But the Nisivis with Yish, if it's only a Yish, I could retract on my Yish. Aved Midas, I didn't make it Hefka, I was Miyash, so I could retract on it. But Zakhtar Goy, no, it's Zutu Shoyam. You can't retract on it, it's already Hefka. Everything's Gishmak. All right. Fine, let's go back now to your shayla. Let's go back. The halacha is that even if the chamor was oilav, may eilav, I'm going to still be reimbursed from you because a tanai is a tanai. You made it tanai, you have to reimburse me. Good? Now, look, why do you have to reimburse me? So if you look in Sivkot and Tess in this man says, Aloshin, Dmisha'a, Shayarad, Lahatzel, Es, Shel Chaveroi, the second I decided to save your animal, v'nisyayish mishaloi, and I gave up my animal, nischayv lechaveru kafi tanoi shesnimoi. Now you are mechuyev to pay me according to the tanoi. The mashmoyz of the smar is, because I was miyayish on my animal, that's why the tanoi kicks in, that you mechuyev to reimburse me. In other words, we made a tanoi. The tonight was that if I give up my animal, you're going to have to reimburse me. So the second I was miyayish, I gave up my animal.
I later on, the animal comes back, that's something new. Now I'm being Zechim and Hefka. But the deal that I had with you, and that helps you out on your show, the deal that I had with you was Mamish Akin B'Maloi. I was Mamish did what
I had to do. Not only physically, I gave up my animal, but it already was Yotzim Rishosi, became a Yish. That goes in the Sivis, how vite the Yish works. But good, it was already a Chala Yish on my animal. There was already a Sakona of my animal that anyone could just take it. I gave up my animal, so now, since I gave up my animal, now you're mechuyev to pay me according to the Tanai. And we don't say, there's Anan Tzahadi, that if I knew that you would have been get from Hefka your animal back, I wouldn't have done it. Okay. He's like, but that's a Dovah Mibachutz. I mean, if I knew that you would have won the Good Samaritan Award and the city would have given you $200 for this award of being a Good Samaritan, I wouldn't have paid you. Tough. You made up this Tanai, you got to pay me. I got money somewhere else, I have nothing to do with this. It's a Zaita Gadil. Here too, you got this animal back as a Zaita Gadil, you were koinim in a Hefka. That's the Chay the Mashmois of this Ma. Maybe I'm reading too much into this Ma, but that's Mashmois. But who says this? The Chazanish. The Chazanish in Bava Kama, Yud Chesiv Kotten Gimel, says this din, that your Zacha B'mash Yisnima, even when the animal comes back, is only when you actually miyayish from your animal, and Kosh again, if it's Zutzah Shayam, so the Hefka was Chal. But if you weren't miyayish, let's say you still were hoping that you'll go save my animal, and then you go back and save your own animal. You still had that hope. You weren't miyayish and gansin from it yet. You're hoping that still you'll have enough time to do that. Zokta Chazanish. What? Like the smart, which is how the Chazanish is tightening up, then you never mekayim your tonight. The tonight was give up your animal, I'll reimburse you. You never gave up your animal. You saved my animal, then you went back to save your animal, but you never gave up your animal. And at the end of the day, if you save your animal, there's not going to be.
I don't get that. What do you mean? How do you know what he's thinking?
Let's say he's moida. Let's say he's moida. Well, we see right away, right after he saves my animal, he runs back to save his animal. Why not? So he sees. No, Hefka is if it comes back me'ela. But if it's still in the water, why is he saving his animal for? Because it means he's trying to save it. Okay, fine. Maybe, fine. But if, let's say, we know, he knows, he said it, he admits that that's the halakha, then, and Dr. Chazanish, not only is that the case when he actually saved mine and then saved his own, but even if he saved mine and didn't save his own, and his own came back by itself, still I'm not going to pay him. Because I only have to pay him if he keeps his part of the deal. His part of the deal is to give up his animal. To the extent he was not mafkir his animal, he's not miyai from his animal, he didn't give up his animal. He didn't give up his animal. I don't have to reimburse him.
Yeah.
Sorry?
That's
right. So if he was taka mafkirit or miyayish from it or tzutu shayam like the goyin, that's automatically hefka, then enachrami, then I have to pay him. But if it's a case that the water's, the current's not so terrible, and there might be enough time to save both, then it's not Zutu Shayam, and there's not even a Yish, and even though on a practical level, he risked his animal. He decided to save mine first. So he risked his animal. Still, so the Chazanish, he wasn't Mekayim Mitzrayim, because tonight he had to give up his animal to save my animal. That's how Chazanish learns Halakha. Okay, fine. Now,
see, that's true. I mean, you're right. The Sma says that.
The Mashmoy says it's mine. Yeah.
Make a case. I'm such a big mom that I made this Tanai with you.
That was what the words of the Tanai were. Okay, I'm just taking Chazanish as Shita. Now let's play.
Tanai that I'm only going to pay you if you lose your animal. That's the Tanai.
Right. Good. So that's done the same. Right. So if you lost it and get it back from Efka, you lost it, and then you got it back. But if you never lost it, because there was never Yish,
I'll only pay you your loss.
So I only pay your loss, right? So it's dibs. I only pay your loss. If you were mafkered and then you reclaim it, you had a loss, and you just rather got money back. Very nice, but you had a loss. There was a time that you had a loss, so I have to repay you. But if not, then I won't. That's the Chazan Nishishita. There's mashmois like that in the Stei Yeshua. It's a pirush on Yerushalmi, but Vakama Perakir Alocha. Hey, it's mashmois like that as well. All right, that's how the Chazan Nish learns the sigya. But let's flesh this out. Let's go one back to where we were in the Ramah. When the Ramah said Hefka Vakol Akaidem Baz. The Chark brings down a good Azazav that entertains to argue with the Ramah, and it's not Hefka, and not Kol HaKoidim Bezalka. And nevertheless, he had the whole sugyo that still you're going to be entitled to what you made at Tanai. Mufurish, not like the Chazon Ish. You see that even without the Hefka, you would still be entitled to Zalka B'Masha Hisna. That's not how he learned the Gemara. He learned the Gemara that you didn't need the Hefka. At the end of the day, he comes around and he's made it to Ramah that it is Hefka, but that wasn't his sugya. He held that you don't need the Hefka to be entitled to be Zalka B'Masha Hisna.
The guy agrees to risk his animal.
Sorry?
It's only if he agrees to risk the animal.
Because why? Because he risked it, and that's enough. The risk enough. And that, and it's the Arsameach and Tzchir, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph says it like that as well. And it's mavul like that in Pnei Moshe on the Yishalmi as well. And if we go flesh out, like the Nesivis, we have the same cheshen. The Nesivis says, if you recall, the Nesivis says that the guy made a yish, and the Nesivis holds that when you make a yish, it's not chal until someone else is zaycha. And if you want to take it back, you can take it back. And nevertheless, the Nesivis sort of had that same sugya, that yes, you will be entitled to b'masha isna. So Grad, the Nesivis has a case that if Grad, the someone else chaps it before you knew it back, okay, Bezeda and Akimta, but without that, you'll have the same halacha, Zalka B'Masha Esna, you made it tonight, you have to keep it tonight. So you see that even if I didn't lose my animal, you still have to pay me. That was the deal. Why? Because I risked my animal. The risk is enough. I chanced it. I gave up my animal first. I decided to save yours first. And that's enough. And is it. What?
Yish.
Even without Yish, Lemaisa, I decided to risk my animal. I gave up my animal. There's only a 50% chance, let's say, that I'll be able to come back in time to save my animal. And I decided to save your animal. So I jeopardized my animal. That's enough. If I jeopardize my animal, it's enough that you're going to have to pay me. And it's a Rav Moshe.
You shouldn't have to pay 100%. You should pay for the amount, the value of a risk.
No, because that was my deal. Because I had a risk, so that was the deal. I don't want to go into this risk unless you promise me that I'll be reimbursed. That was the deal. Now, who else says this? Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe and Cheshem Mishra, Chelek Aleph, Timin Lamezayin, says, Lahedi, even though it was not Hefka, you're still entitled to it tonight. And he says, it's Maduik like that in the Ramah. He says, what's the Ramah? He says, Miu, who Hefka, Vechol, Akadim, Vezaka. What's the Miu? Shazam. Zaka, Masha, Isna. Because it's Hefka. No, it's as if it's a Zayt Gazak. It's Zaka B'Masha Isna, even if it comes by itself, that's a given. Just you should know, Miu, however, it's also, it's Hefka. So to Moshe, it's Mashman Ramah, that you don't need it to be Hefka for the previous halacha to be Zaka B'Masha Isna. You can be Zaka B'Masha Isna no matter what. Just grab the Ramah's being Moshe of Nachanin, you should know that it's also Hefka. As I tiny drum Moshe. It's Hefka, and now anyone can get it. If you get it first, it's also good. You get it first, but you're going to, no matter what, regardless, you're going to be entitled to be reimbursed for your animal, Zacha B'Masha Isna, according to the Tanai. That's how Rav Moshe learns, like the Achreinim, a lot of Achreinim learn like that, and that's the verb, because the Maisa, I did keep my Tanai. My Tanai was to risk my animal, and I risked my animal. If I wouldn't have gotten back to it in time, or even if it was a Yish, if someone else would have chapped it before me, so it would be a problem. So that was my risk. I did my part of the deal. My part of the deal is I'll risk my animal if you reimburse me. So that alone, it makes me entitled to be reimbursed. Sorry?
It's just what the
Tanai was. It's like what the Mashmai is the Tanai. We all know the Metzi. It's what the words were. The Machlok has had to interpret that Tanai.
Give it for
right. How do we interpret that? How do we interpret that tonight?
But he accepts responsibility for the loss. He's taking the tzad if it comes back to be his.
If Nakuma, who's the he? You're too many. The matzel? The other guy, the owner is what?
He's paying $100. Are you letting it go?
Good.
Get lost.
Right.
Is there a tzad that he's saying, if I pay for it, 10% chance that it comes back, I want.
Oh, that he should be entitled to it? What kenyan did he make on it? Okay, he didn't make any kenyan on it.
Like buying his loss.
First of all, kesef is not going to metal to him. Second, I don't know if you can sell this animal to Shalei B'Shusa. It's already in the river. I don't know if you can even try to sell it, even if you could. Third of all, the same way the Bailam was Miyayish, the other guy was also Miyayish. Or the same way it's Zutu Shayam, this way. I mean, if it's not Zutu Shayam, and he could. But Lamais is, he's not coining it with that because of that money. How should he have a kenyan? Lamais is, if. Azei Vayit is true. That means if it was talking about a case that I didn't give up my animal at all, let's say there was ample time to save both animals. Let me say, first case. The case was where I made it tonight with you, and instead of saving your animal first and then saving my animal, I double-crossed you, and I decided to save my animal first. But at the end of the day, I saved your animal too. So you got your animal back as well. So my said, you're happy, you got your animal. And I come to you and I say, look, pay me the $100 because that was the deal, I'll save the animal. I think, Lefi, everyone in the Chai Gavna, you wouldn't be Chai. Why? Because B'Chai Gavna, that was clear that that was the understanding. The understanding was is that you're going to risk your animal to save my animal. But if you never risked your animal, you saved your animal first, so you never risked it. That, I think, everyone's mother, you will never mekayim your chelik tonight, so you won't be entitled. But zokta mar cheshes and chelik gimel simin yadalet. What happens if we made it tonight, and while you're trying to save my animal, you do your behaving, you decide to give up your animal to save mine. While you're trying to save my animal, your animal came back to the shore by itself even before you saved my animal. So the Machesh is, even B'chai Gavna, I have to pay you according to the Tanai. Why? Because the Maizah, you did your part of the deal. Your part of the deal was to risk your animal to save my animal. You did that. You risked your animal. Rather, we now know it's Nesgalim afraid that your animal came back and wasn't even in the risk by the time you saved my animal. But you did your part. You risked your animal to save my animal. So yes, I will have to pay you for your risk that you undertook. For the deal that I made up, I'm going to have to pay you. As I said to Machesh is. Rabbi Sai, there's a smack in Mitzvah Reish Nun Beis, and I'm going to read you his words. If your animal came back by itself, but you weren't busy with it, you were trying to save someone else's, you won't lose out your schar. The Meshmois Haschar means you won't lose out the deal that you made, the whole $100, the tonight that you made. You look in the smack, that's his Meshmois. And then he says, Vidavka provided, provided that he was already miyayish from his own chamor, and if someone else wants a chapit first, he has a right to chapit. If you were miyayish from your chamor, you put it into a matzah that someone else could say to be zeichen it before you, then lahifsid, you'll be entitled to be reimbursed because the mice you were trying to save yenis. The mashmais is like the chazanish. He says, when will you be entitled to be reimbursed? If you're miyayish, if you weren't miyayish, if you thought you could save both, so you never actually gave up your chamor, then you won't be entitled to the tnai. It's mashmais that it's smack like the kanish. Unless it's a. Correct. Right, but the Chazanish holds that if you were not miyayish, then you wouldn't be entitled to it. And Moshe argues, and Moshe says, even if you aren't miyayish, you're going to be entitled. You don't need a hefka, you don't need a yish, as long as you put your animal at risk, that's enough. And you see in the smack, l'choy not like that. Smack holds that you have to already have a chaloy ziyish on it to be entitled. Unless you say it's a toy seif in the smack, take out the word vidavka, say two sefer alaka. First, you raise your schari. And then, if you miss yayish, then zaka by acher zaka. I already saw one of the earlier printings of the smack, there was a pirish on it, and he says, Tevis vidavka tzarechin. So he doesn't know what the vidavka has a shaykhis here. Doesn't know to imply, I guess, it's a toy seifa, I'm not sure. But like the chaznish, in the smart, it's very, it's not tzarechin at all. Vidavka is necessary. You need to have first been miyayish from it to be entitled to be reimbursed for your tonight. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi Sain. Makabe says, the Rama says weiter, Vim ein ha-bailim sham, if the bailim aren't there, afo pi shiloi hisna, even if he didn't make a t'nai, ki ilu hisna dami, it's as if he made a t'nai. If you recall, we said over B'Shem Toysis in the Rosh last week, that when the Baalim aren't there to save their own item, and you could save it, it was a Takonis Chacham, we mentioned it tonight as well, there's a Takonis Chacham, El Chazal made a Takona, that if you give up something, you give up money to save Yenem's item, you're entitled to be reimbursed. So this whole halacha, that you need to make a tonight with the Baalim or with Bezdin, is only when the Baalim were there. But if the Baalim weren't there, then you don't even have to make a tonight. It's an automatic thing. You're going to have to, automatically, you'll be entitled, Kilo Isnino. Oh, very good. We discussed this week. Good. That's a Machlekes Mantaz. It's Fazwa holds, and it's Pashas. That's where we should go. That even if you're not there, Chachiv Bezdin's there, you'll have to make a tonight with Bezdin. But if Bezdin's not there, and the Baalim aren't there, then you're automatically entitled to be reimbursed, because even if you don't make it tonight, it's ki'ilu istan dami, as if you made it tonight. You have no one to make it tonight with, so it's an automatic tonight. Chazal made it tonight for you. It's a takonis kachomim that you're going to be automatically reimbursed for what you lay out. Azizak deramba, very gishmak. Okay. Ma'is v'shoyi kachoy is a chubis marishdam and choy shemishvet shem lamed. We'll cut the chase. We'll just get to the point. The point was is that the owner was a katan. The one who's losing his chamor was a katan, and he was there. And you didn't make a t'nai with his katan. And you saved his chamor, and you gave up your own chamor. Are you entitled to be reimbursed for giving up your own chamor to save his chamor or not?
Yes,
to be master. Oh, zot yes, he's a katan. He's kesheloi befon of dami. He's as if he doesn't exist. There's no one to talk to. Someone to handle with. Yes, it's kesheloi befon of dami. So mamela, that you saved his animal, you will be reimbursed even if you didn't make it tonight. I say Dr. Marishdam. And God, this case wasn't a chamar, I'm just applying it to chamar. It's any case. By the way, you know, all these halachas is anything. If there's something at risk and you give something up, you spend money, you're entitled to the money that you spend in order to save, because that's a takonis kachamim. And that takonis kachamim works. Kilu hisnadam, even if he's not there, it's kilu hisnadam. He's at the marishdam. Even if he was there, but if he's a katan, there's no one to deal with, so it's kiloi befon of dami. It's at the marishdam. So Lani's daiti is a chayr tali on the timing. And we're going to have a chazad asibah again and again. Depending what the time are. If the time is like the sma, that you should have been masna, if you weren't masna, there's a mechila, so then it's very geschmack. I don't have to be masna with the cotton. There's no one home. Lights on, no one's home. I don't have to be masna with him. It's kilu, he's not here. So you don't see an implicit mechila. Or if you learn like toisis, that the word is, that's a takono, when he's not there, but if he's there, they didn't bother making a takono because he could fend for himself. Mask him. So if he's a cotton, it's kashalab of one of them, they made a takana. Mask him. But if you learn like the other pshatim, that I wasn't mahanim anymore because he was there and he could save it himself, or he could hire someone to save it for a few bucks. So how could I now go? How would I justify to charge him $100? So then events on what type of a cotton? If he's a law yisuk dig a cotton, he's 3 years old, doesn't know his right hand from his left hand, then you're right. Then yes, I'll be reimbursed. But if he's 11 years old, yeah, geshikta boy, and he knows how to save his own chamor, and he would save his own chamor. If you tell him you're going to charge him $100 for it, he'll tell you jump in the lake yourself with the chamor, and I'll save my own chamor. So then, how could you tell me that I should be reimbursed my whole $100? You can't do that. How could you do that for? I wasn't mahanim more than $5. He would do it himself, and the tikh is only $5. All it's worth, or he would hire someone for $5 if he's geshik. Means you can't just give a blank statement, oh, it's kilo shalom before the dummy. We have to reckon what type of cotton he is, see if he could do it himself, see how much I was man him. If I wasn't man him, then I wouldn't be entitled to the whole $100. L'chayr, not like the Marishdam. Mashan says across the board, no, it's kishalom before the dummy, I get $100. I didn't see anyone who was mayor in the Marishdam. Quite frankly, I don't recall anyone who was even brought to Marishdam. But Lamai says, l'chayr, that's how it should come out, that it should be totally on these timing. All right, I'm going to give you another halacha. What happens if the bailim aren't there, but the shtifas nahar is not so terrible. It's very slow. It's spinning around, staying around the abetzan. And even though the bailim are 3 blocks away, but there's enough time to go to the Baalim, notify them, and the Baalim could come back and save their own chamor. You didn't do that. Instead, you decided to be a good Samaritan. You gave up your chamor and you decided to save the Balaam's chamor. Ma'adid. Is this...
Do I have to go find the Balaam and ask him? Do you want me to...
So, l'chayu, you don't have that chayu, right? So if you learn, like the pshat, that's implicit mechila, because you should have discussed it with the Balaam. I don't have to discuss the Balaam, I'm here to discuss, it's not a problem. Or if you learn like Taisis, that they only made the takana when the guy is not there. Said L'maisi, he's not there, so l'chayra, they made the takana, l'chayra. But if you learn the pshat is that they could save it themselves, and how much I was ma'ana the Balaam, so if the Balaam themselves have the ability to save it, so they don't need you, so you won't ma'ana them all that much. They could save it themselves. They'll find out about it. Eventually they'll find out about it. Let's say, even if I don't tell them, someone else will tell them. Eventually they'll hear about it. And they could save it themselves. So then, I shouldn't be entitled to any more than the $5. That's all I was ma'ana them. They could save it themselves. Again, you see, it's totally in this lumdis. What happens if there'll be enough time for me to save both animals? Balaam aren't there. Lemaisa, but there's enough time for me to save both animals. And instead of saving my animal first, I decide to save your animal first. I save your animal first, because I know Chazal will masak, and if I save your animal first, and I let my animal go, so then I'll be reimbursed. There's no yish anywhere. The Balaam aren't there to be miyayish.
No.
Oh, on my own. Yeah, but if we pass in like Rav Moshe, again, let's go. If we go like Rav Moshe, that even if I'm not miyayish, I'm still re-entitled because of the t'nai. And even if they're not, there's kilo isn't of it. Whatever. If kids are, even with that, lemaisa is they have to.
I didn't risk my animal.
Sorry?
I didn't risk my animal.
Oh, you didn't risk your animal? Very good. So l'chayr should come out that if you didn't risk your animal, then you shouldn't be entitled. It's because I will only miss akin if you gave up something. To the extent you didn't risk your animal, you didn't give up anything. So let me give you another case. What happens if your animal was at a risk? Your animal was deeper into the river than my animal. So, and you decided to save. And my animal has plenty of time to save. Your animal has not so much time to save. And Avo Pekin, you decided to save my animal first, and then you went back and you saved your animal. But you could have done pumfakek. You could have saved your animal first and then saved my animal. But instead you saved my animal. So now, out the risk, Shabbat, you did put your animal at risk. But you didn't have to. Lachar would say even that, b'chaygan also you shouldn't be entitled. Because that kibetan, who is you to save my animal first and save your animal? Do fakek, save your animal and then save my animal. Because the whole takana, and love this, the whole takana was to reimburse me in order to save, to reimburse me for all the saving that are needed to save your animal. This hefzid of putting my animal at risk wasn't needed to save your animal. Because I could have done fun fakek, I could have saved your animal first and then saved my animal. That kibetan need to do fakek. So come tais, I didn't need that. So I didn't need that, so you spent money, kilo, like you wasted money. You didn't have to spend that money. You didn't have to put your animal at risk. You could have saved my animal second and done just as good of a job. So for saving my animal, it didn't need your animal being at risk. So memela, you're putting it at risk. It has nothing to do with my hatzala. So therefore, they never made a takana. They only made a takana l'tzorich my hashavas aveina. You don't agree. You do agree. Okay, good. Fine. Guys, you look in tshuvas. I'm bringing this out because hopefully later on we'll flesh this out. You look in tshuvas. These points aren't so clear. And the tshuva, if the guy wasn't there, the tshuva is advising chelik dalav reish dalad. The guy could come. I know that he doesn't discuss this. Look, if there's ample time to come, it should be totally on these two, on the pshatim, depending which way we go. All right. Fine, let's go and just tie it up with one more halacha here. When the Ramat says, "V'meina b'aylam sham, afo b'shaloi hisna ki ilu hisna dam," it's if you did make it tonight. It's a flowery lashon. She said, "Afo b'shaloi hisna, you get reimbursed." No, it's afilu afo b'shaloi hisna ki ilu hisna dam. It's as if it has the same taikif as if I made it tonight. Zokt Erech Shai, frekt Erech Shai, which the implication of the Ramat is that it had the same halacha as the mechaba, that when I make it tonight, I'm reimbursed, even if my animal comes back by itself, I'm still going to be reimbursed. Because it's as if I made it tonight. And if I make it tonight, and my animal comes back, I get double. I get from you, and I get my animal back. So here, even though you weren't there to make it tonight, but they made the takonska kamim, so I get also takonska kamim, and then I get as if I made it tonight, so I'll get from the Takanas Kakamim, plus I'll get my animal back even with Ola Me'ela. What?
No difference.
Right, good. So, fact, Erech Shai, L'chari, it doesn't make sense. So, Erech Shai, Bishlam, when you make a Tanai, that was a Tanai. Lamaisa, I could have, would have, should have made the Tanai differently. Tough, you made the Tanai that if I risk my animal, you reimburse me. I risk my animal, you got to reimburse me. If you would have been a Novi to know my animal would come back, you would have never made the Tanai. Yeah, you're right, but you're not a Novi, you got to pay for not being a Novi. Lamaisa, that was the Tanai you made, so that's what you're going to have to do. But over here, there's only as a takonis chachomim. Rather, you shouldn't be re-entitled. Right, Minadin, why should you be entitled for? What do I have to do my shav zaved? It's a grama, you gave up your item, why am I reimbursing you for? Takonis chachomim kidei to be matzala shav zaved. So if the chachomim would make the takona that you'll be reimbursed only if your animal doesn't come back, you would save just as well, because you know you're covered. If you save this guy's animal, and your animal doesn't come back, you'll be reimbursed. And if your animal does come back, so you have your animal. So you have no loss. There's only because of the chachamim. Since also the chachamim can be misakin, that you'll only get reimbursed if your animal never comes back. But if your animal eventually comes back, you're not going to be reimbursed. And you'll save just as much. So for Dean, the exact same thing of Ashavas Aveda, the Tzarek Ashavas Aveda, if they made the Takana like that, they'll for Dean just as much. So that's how they made the Takana. They made that Takana in Bechia Gavna, that when you give up your animal, only if it never comes back. If it comes back, and you're going to save just as well. So Memela, Zakta Erech Shai, the Ramaz Lodge and Avri Shalis Kilo Islandami is not Kishmak. He should have said Avri Shalisna, you'll be entitled. But to say Kilo Islandami, to imply that you'll get reimbursed even if your Kamar comes back, that's not true. He argues with the Ramah. He says the Ramah can't mean it. And he says the Torah does. Amaisa Gered, if you look in the Torah is a Chayr of Mufush, not like the Erech Shai. When the Torah brings down this halacha, that the Chamor came back by itself, Zachar B'mashis Ne'imai, he says, it's only about three cases. Either where you made it tonight with the Bailam, or you made it tonight with Bezdin, or the Bailam weren't there to make it tonight with. All three cases have the same halacha, that you're being Zachar in reimbursement, even if your Chamor comes back by itself. Mufush Torah, like the Meshmois Ramah, not like the Erech Shai, that you will be reimbursed even if your Chamor comes back. So the Huh? Oh, very good. So that's why on the Taino, that very Geshmak, Lamaisa Geret, if Chazal only needed to make a Takone here, so I hear, maybe you could say, even if it's Hefka, you could say the Erech Shai type of alumnus, they didn't need to make a Takone here, they could have made a Takone as long as you never get it back. But Chazal weren't here, they weren't in Baba Kama Kupta Zion. They were in Elul Metzias. Chazal made a takana across the board, nothing to do with Chamor. Across the board, you should know, anyone who wants to save someone else's item is going to be reimbursed for what he spends. And the job that he gives up, and even Menias HaRedmach, he's going to be entitled to be reimbursed. Today, that people should want to save all the tzais that he spends, everything that's included, he's going to be entitled, and we made this takana Kedei Lashav Aveda. That was a takana, it was across the board takana, nothing to do with here. So, all we have to know over here is, did you lose something? You lost something because it's Hefka. The second, the need that it's Hefka, you gave something up. I gather later on you won the lottery and you got the Chamor back. That's fine. But I gave something up, I'm Roy for this Takana. I'm Zeichin, this Takana. The Takana wasn't here, the Takana was across the board. But if you ever give up something, you ever spend anything, whatever you spend, you're entitled to be reimbursed. I spent something, I gave up my Chamor. So I always say, I gave up my Chamor, I should be reimbursed. So it's very geschmack to tour in the Ramah, not like the Erech Shai. But the Nafkim. Oh, but very good. But the Nafkim is that that's if it's Taka Hefka. But if you go like Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe and all these Achrayim will learn that even if it's not Hefka, so you're going to have to say that in that Prat, you're right. Bailam not being there is not as good as being Masna. When you're being Masna, you'll be Zoicha even if you weren't Mafka, the item. Even if you weren't miyayish from the item, because the maisa, I put my animal at risk, and that's enough for me to be entitled to avikima tanai, because that was the deal. The understanding is, if I risk my item, you have to reimburse me. So that's enough. But benegeit, it is halakha, that they made it takona, they only made it takona if you actually lost something. So if I made it hefka and I lost it, and then I was rezeicha from hefka, so I lost something, you got to reimburse me. But I was never mafkarit. If I was never miyayish from my animal, so then I never lost anything. I'm not entitled to the takana. So I'll never get it. So in that prat, these halachas won't be the same. So zechinu ladin, that there is a nafkamina whether you're master or not master, in that prat. That will be the nafkamina. The nafkamina will be in a Ramosha type of situation where I wasn't mafke, or I wasn't miyash. Either Ramos says, because Ramos talking about the case that you're just discussing, that it was hefka. So when it was hefka, then lo yistas kilo isnandami. But if you have another case, you marshal is a case that I wasn't mafke, because the taco, with the Bailam not being there, I won't be entitled to reimbursement because I was never back. I never gave up anything. Why should I reimburse? For what? Nothing to reimburse. I didn't give up anything. But if I do make it tonight, that from Moshe and many Achrenim Mavur, that yes, I will be entitled, even if I wasn't mafkid, I'll be entitled. Because if you make it tonight, I put my animal at risk. That's enough for a kima tonight, and I will be reimbursed. All right, Rabbi, say, I go to Vok, have a Freilichim Purim.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.